First, though, we talked earlier about our scene at the Greek Theater with Wilco last night. There was a little post-show fun, you might say. It began yesterday about the time we were getting off the air when Kid showed up.
Our old buddy Kid from Kid and Play showed up for the evening.
Yes. And here to discuss the arrival of Kid, because around here he is truly the Kid Whisperer. And it just so happened that he was the birthday boy yesterday. Here he is, the great Donovan.
Mike and Corby.
Whoa!
You still sound a little dodgy.
Yeah, I'm very dodgy. It's not a little to it. I am very, very dodgy right now.
Oh, it's so great. So Kid had this idea. Kid showed up with his buddy Will.
Mm-hmm.
And Will is a friend of his that lives out here, and Will used to do background singing.
For Jodeci, Casey, and JoJo, that dude can blow, man.
So this guy is a well-known commodity. And so he's telling us, right after we get off the air, about this place that's in Malibu. And he says, man, you got to go. And he's like, on Wednesday nights, it is the biggest scene you could ever imagine. And only on Wednesday nights. And it's right there on the PCH, as everything is in Malibu. You're right there on the water. And he said that he was telling this story, he and Kid were, about one time when they were there recently. He goes, man, it was like me and Kid and Bono and Eddie Murphy's ex-wife and Diana Ross. He was like, it took me a while before I'm just like, what am I doing here? And he said that every Wednesday night, all the ladies from the Malibu Canyon come down, converge on that place, and tear it up.
Let the hair down because it's karaoke night, and they're just, they have no worries at all.
Right.
They go and make it happen. You just have no idea who's going to be there.
I'm like, man,
all right,
okay.
Now let's stop right here for just a second. Let's bring Danny into this because I want a little commentary from him as we go. Now, you've heard what we just said, what we're talking about here, right?
Mm-hmm.
Based on what you know about Corby.
Mm-hmm.
Does this sound like his kind of scene?
I'm not going to say that he would just completely dismiss it or hate it, but no, it doesn't sound like a place that he would want to actively go to.
In Dallas?
Yeah.
No, but I'm not in Dallas. I am in Malibu.
All right.
And when I hear women descending from the hills.
Okay, all right, let's continue.
And Bono and Diana Ross holding round tables there, I'm like, yeah, I'm in.
All right, let's continue.
So we had Kid do some work for us on the field. It was great. Got to talk to Dez. He had fun. People recognize him. They're giggling like girls. So after we're done, we head off to the car to go to Malibu. We're walking in a hotel parking lot. We get about 20 steps from the car. Will says, man, I drove the two-seater. And it's three of us. And I was like, oh, man. So before I maybe stop Bob or Dan or something and try to get the car so we can go down there, Kid said, don't worry about that. I'll just ride in the back. And the back, of course, the back of the two-seater is as tiny as it gets. So Kid, this 80s rap icon, climbs into the back of a two-seater sitting like this the whole time we're going down the road.
Oh,
it was crazy.
God.
I was like, man, we can get a car and go down there. But he's like, nope, we can make it happen.
And it's, I don't know, I mean, I don't know how long it took you guys to get down there in rush hour traffic.
It wasn't bad at all. It took us 30-something minutes to get down there.
So,
right. And we're rolling past the Oxnard. We're at the, you remember the hotel we stayed at in Oxnard, the Marriott?
Yeah.
Right by the Habit?
Right.
We're at that light getting ready to go on the 101 to go to the place. And we're at the red light. We're about three cars from the light. This bum runs across the street, stops in the grassy place right when he gets across the street, drops his pants and goes number two right there.
Crap.
You can see it all escape from his bottom.
Gross.
Oh, my God,
it
man.
Was the most shocking thing I've ever seen in my life. And
I mean, you did that yourself over the toilet
tank. In his own home.
But I was alone. I wasn't by the 101.
Where there's a million cars.
Just standing there. I mean, I was shocked. Because he hadn't gone in a couple of days. He had a lot.
Oh,
had to go a lot. It was amazing. Okay, so I just had to tell you boys that.
And by the way, that story was retold to us on the way home last night from Malibu about a dozen times.
Oh, really? I don't even remember.
He couldn't remember any story that he was telling.
I have no idea what I told you guys last night on the way home.
Well, we will recount that, too, tell the story now.
So as we're going down, they say, yeah, man, Cuba Gooding was at the bar, the place where we're going. We stopped and had a drink and came up here. So as soon as we get there, we walk in. Cuba Gooding Jr. is in the same seat they left him in about 5 hours earlier.
Damn.
Still just pounding drinks, sitting there. And as soon as we walked in, he turned around and said, I told y'all I was going to be here when y'all got back. Hugged everybody, dapped me up.
Did you get a photo? You got the
photo
with him?
Yeah, and I said, man, I just don't want to be a fan, but it's Cuba Gooding. I got to get a picture. So I was handing the phone to Will so he can take it. And Cuba snatched the phone out of my hand and said, I got this, Ian. I got this.
Calling him an Ian.
And took like 5 selfies right there. And I was like, well, yeah, you got it, man. It's all good.
You made it. Cuba Gooding Jr. has called you an Ian.
Yes, I've made it. I've reached that plateau. So.
So y'all start doing it up right away, like 8 o'clock.
We want to get something to eat. We got something to eat. And then we started doing it up. And if you think Kid was recognized out here, I don't know how many times Will's been in that place, but he's a rock star in there.
Wow.
Everyone knows him.
And this is a small place.
Yes.
This is not – I don't even know what to compare it to, Danny, but it's a really small place right there in Malibu. And it's, you know, it's a restaurant and it's a bar. And that's it. The end. End of story. There's nothing fancy about
it. No.
Nothing special about it. It's across the street from a Shell station. You know, it's really inconspicuous.
They have outside seating, but everything was happening on the inside, and the inside is really tiny.
So when did the crowd start to develop?
It was about 9:30 is when you started feeling like, okay, this place is happening. And we're sitting at the bar, and once I kind of felt all the and heard all the noise, I turned around with my back to the bar just to start getting the scene, and it's just...
Dude... Let me just tell you from our perspective.
Mm-hmm.
We leave the Wilco show, and we take the – at about 11 o'clock. So we get down there to Malibu at about 11:30. And park, you know, no problem parking, and park right out there in front. And we turn to walk in there.
Now, when you're walking up, doesn't look like much.
No,
right.
No,
nothing. Doesn't look like much at all.
Doesn't look like much is happening in there at all. But we walk up, and I walk in – and right in front of me as I walk in, there is a table of about, I don't know, about 6-7 people.
Yeah.
And I look at this one guy, and I think, that guy looks kind of familiar. And as I'm walking away, I thought, oh, man, that's Owen Wilson.
Yeah. First person, when I took a left in there, it's Owen Wilson and Woody Harrelson.
Yeah, Corey's walking behind me, and you saw them both. I didn't even see Woody.
Oh, yeah. They're sitting next to each other, and they're holding court there at this table. And I'm like, wow, the first people I see. So I've met Owen a bunch just because two of his best friends, you know, Owen grew up in Dallas, and two of his best friends, Danny Fine and Dave Ross, are good buddies of mine. And so we run in circles together at times. And so I walk up to Owen. I'm like, hey, man. It's Corby, Dave Ross, and Danny Fine's friend from Dallas. He's like, oh, yeah. He's like, are you here with the Cowboys? You know, and he said that, hey, because you know what? So they open up a Nobu. This is De Niro's sushi place that's, I guess, started maybe in New York, and now it's in L.A., and now they built one right there on the PCH in Malibu, and it occupies a massive strip of land, and I guess it's one of the new hip places to go in Malibu. And so... he said that he goes, I was at Nobu the other day, and Jerry walked in, and he goes, he was driving like a big bus with cowboy stuff all over it. I'm like, I don't think he was driving it, man. I don't think that was his normal mode of transportation. I think he had a driver, so the bus made it to Nobu.
And everyone in there is just not blinking an eye at anyone in there. They're just all in there having a good time.
All on the night's scene.
Well, then, as I turn the corner into the main part of the bar, I am overwhelmed by women. And
thanks.
You're welcome. And not just, not 25-year-olds or 35-year-olds or 45-year-olds or 55-year-olds or all of them.
Yes, they are all represented big time.
I've never in my life seen a place where there were so many different age groups of women all doing the same thing, partying balls.
So many blunts, so many bitches.
Dude.
With karaoke.
Yes.
I could not believe the amount of women packed into that place, hot as hell.
They outnumber the guys, what, 12 to 1, 12 to 1, 13 to 1?
Easy.
It's just ridiculous. So Will has this, what, he hugs this one lady and he's talking it up and she's kind of touching him on his face as they talk and it's all comfy and all this and she walks off. He says, hey, that was Mel Gibson's ex-wife, worth about $450 million.
So oh, yeah.
Introduce me, man. Introduce me. Introduce me. I don't even know her name. I don't care. Just to go over there. And he said, hey, this is my buddy Donovan. It's his birthday. And she grabs me by my face and says, happy birthday, Donovan. I said, thank you.
She's a pretty lady, too,
my
man.
Is this the one that he was that had big fake
No. This is his original wife that he had 7 kids with. This is the original.
This isn't the one that he'd like to see her do a concert sometime?
No! That's his second one, that idiot wife. This is his original mama to all his kids wife.
Hot.
Yeah. And, yeah, you told me that story, and I'm like, where is she? And you're like, right behind you. And I turn around, and she's 1 foot away. And so about that time, I'm like, man, in my head, I'm thinking, What if? I want to have $450 million, and I think she's single.
I know. What if we fall in love?
Yes. And so I think about going and striking up a conversation with her. You know what? Let's take a break because I want to tell that story, and I want to play the audio because about, I don't know, 45 minutes after we got there, you two brought the house down. Not the band you two. Mike and Donovan brought the entire house down. It was incredible. We have the audio. We'll play it for you and tell you more stories about it next.
Norm. Let's get back into our story here. Here we are at the Cafe Habana down there on the PCH in Malibu for us following our Wilco scene. And the great Donovan is there. He's celebrating his birthday with Kid. We're in this place. It's a place like I have not been in the last 20 years at least, I don't think.
By that, what do you mean?
Because
I've never been in a place like that.
Just a place with that many chicks and that many guys and that vibe and that whole thing.
This is a Wednesday night.
Yes.
And these people... That's why we couldn't figure it out. We thought that every one of these people had to be involved in the world of acting, and they didn't have jobs right now. And, you know, because we walk in, we see Owen Wilson and Woody Harrelson. And by the way, Woody, oh, my God, he was so jacked up. He couldn't even – I don't think he could stand up.
Really?
Yeah.
Man, I didn't see them at all.
Yeah, Owen was fine. Owen was totally cool. Woody just looked
and
lost.
I've been – in several clubs in Vegas, and it has a really good vibe. But like Mike said earlier, this is karaoke.
Yeah.
It's not a DJ that's there spinning, and then they'll, you know, it's all karaoke.
Yes.
So people are up dancing to people singing karaoke.
And there's no
like
stage?
It's a club. No.
On the floor.
Yeah, it's all on the corner.
It's a tiny place. And
the place, it's just packed, and there are women and chicks of all kinds. All ages.
I'm going to say it right now. And you may think this is superlative, Corby, but I'm telling you, man, more hot women right there than I've ever seen in my life in that per capita.
Yeah, in a setting like that, yes.
I've lived in Dallas for a long time.
That's where this drop camp came from.
There have been hot women surrounding me for the last 20 years, really.
Because that drop came from a bar that I was in Mexico when SEC spring break broke out and all these girls came in. Well, those girls were all like 21. Dude, these women were from 21 to 65. And, yeah, there were a couple of trashy ones. But the majority of them, drop-dead gorgeous.
Beautiful, yeah.
I was freaking out. I really was. I told Donovan, I'm like, I'm moving here, man.
you did lean to me and say, I may never leave.
This is it. one phone call to the wife. You're like, I can't come home.
All right,
this
now,
is it for me.
Can I just say one thing here?
Yeah.
This whole time, I'm looking at this scene and everything, and I'm looking back at Corby, and I'd look a little bit more than turn and look at him again, thinking that any second now, he's going to come up and say, come on, man, let's get out of here. Because this is not your scene. I mean, women or no women, this is not your – this is
– how could this not be everyone's scene?
Well, I don't know, but it's not yours.
You have celebrities mingling with the peasants and women everywhere and dancing and booze. And how can you not love it?
The Corby I know is not into dancing and booze and all this other stuff.
Well, I was last night.
And we saw dancing Corby.
Oh, did we
man,
ever?
Man, there was a song. I can't remember what song came on. Double man, and you are going side to side.
Those are some sweet, soulful moves, aren't they? Aren't they, Donovan?
It made me I probably would have dropped my phone. I was so drunk, but I wanted to pick it up and film them because I've never seen dancing Corby before.
Oh, yeah. I'll get busy on you.
Well, somewhere along the line, I've started to become convinced, okay, he's all in. He's into this. We're not leaving, so it's on then.
I sent Corby a text about 10:30 and said, hey, don't forget me. Just a reminder.
Yeah.
And he came in and said, man, I thought you weren't having a good time. As soon as I see Corby, I'm like, wow! Reaching for a big old hug.
It was like we hadn't seen each other in 8 days. So I'm like 4 hours ago. It's, oh, man, what's going on? So I immediately, when I find out that Mel Gibson's ex-wife is there, the original wife, I'm like, I got to go talk to her because I think I got a chance here. Let's be honest. 20 years younger than her.
Right.
Why not? So, Born in the USA is on karaoke, and it was probably the worst karaoke song of the night. It was terrible. So, I walk over to her, and I'm like, tap her on the shoulder. I'm like, just a random straw poll here. We're trying to figure out over here at the boys' table, but is this not the worst version of Born in the USA you've ever heard? She's like, I love this song. I go, the original or this version? She goes, oh, this is terrible, but I love the original. And I'm like, yes, okay, so you agree. She's like, I agree. And she reached out to dap me. I'm like, man, I'm getting dapped by Mel Gibson's old lady.
Her name is Robin, by the way, I believe.
Robin?
Yeah.
So
is she Aussie?
You know what? I don't even know. I couldn't tell. It was loud
in there. According to Wikipedia, she's an Australian. Was she like a little older, 50s maybe?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Dark hair?
Yes.
Short hair?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, she was blonde last night, wasn't she?
No. She had dark hair, and it was about shoulder length.
Man, I don't know.
Donovan, by the way, your voice sounds deeper than kids today.
I earned it, Danny.
Mm-hmm.
I earned it.
He did.
But as soon as she dapped me, I kind of turned around to the boys' table, and then I turned around to go in for more, and she had already turned her back to me completely, like, get this mutant away from me. And I was like, kind of sulk back over to the boys' table, you know?
Attention spans are short in that place.
Boy, there is
boy.
No doubt.
That's the truth.
So I wasn't around you guys close enough, at least, to see this plan being hatched of you guys doing karaoke.
Man, I'm going to tell you how it went down. So Mike is feeling a vibe. He has a drink in his hand. He's kind of looking at the karaoke going on. He takes a couple of sips. He looks at me and says, let's do Regulators. I said, okay. So we told Will, because Will knows the DJ guy, of course.
Yeah.
And he said, I'm going to get you right to the front of the line. He goes up. He says, you are one down, Regulators.
Okay.
They called us up. Hey, Donovan, come on up here. We go up there, and boom.
They also said, Donovan's celebrating a birthday tonight. Come on up to the stage, Donovan, for Regulators. And again, there's no stage. It's just a little bitty bar with a floor. That's it.
Yeah.
There's nothing.
And a corner, and the guy who's doing the karaoke, running the computer and stuff, hands you a microphone and you're on.
Yeah. And so these two guys, the most unlikely duo of the night, this drunk-ass middle-aged black dude.
The most unlikely duo anywhere.
Right. And Mike get up there, and I swear to God, I watched everyone looking at Mike like, what is this guy doing?
And you know what? That's why I stood behind Mike, because I knew he was going to bring the house down as soon as he started.
And, man, before we play it, I just want to describe what exactly went on. So there was a lot of skepticism amongst the girls, and there were a ton of them that were ready to keep the party going, looking at Mike. And once that thing started, they wanted in your pants. There was a girl, I swear to God, and you saw her, the one that was right in front of you, that if there hadn't been a dude with her, she would have made out with you on stage. She was kept running toward you, and he was pulling her back. Chicks bouncing up and down everywhere.
Mike kind of stepped out a little bit when he started singing, and it was almost like they surrounded him.
Yes.
And just looking at him like,
they were in awe.
This is happening right now?
Yes. Who is this
Didn't
guy?
Didn't even care about what I was doing. I was insignificant. It was all about Mike, man.
No, dude, that's
the truth.
No, that is
the truth last night.
No. It's always about you.
I believe this.
So just imagine as I play this, all these women bouncing up and down. And again, this is women from 21 to 65 going crazy and pawing at both you guys, though. They're both going nuts. So here's what it sounded like in the bar, Killer.
He was on the streets trying to consume some skates for the E so I could get some phones for living my ride, chilling all alone. With the east side of the UCD, mission trying to find a big baby. I'm full of gold, now I'm looking for more. I'm in school, so I think I'm going to go. So I hooked the left, hold 2-1 and Lewis, some brothers shoot dice. So I said, let's do this. So I jumped out the ride and said, what's up?
By the
way, drunk.
If we're as drunk as you were,
I'm pretty so
good.
Drunk.
Yes, yeah. You were rolling. And this is when chicks start to they're trying to figure out who's singing because again, it's a floor, and so the people that are kind of hovering around the back, they can't see, and so people are pushing their way up now and peeling people away and like looking at Mike,
trying
like
to see what is going on.
That guy's doing this. Who's the other guy? And then because we're looking at different people, like who are these people? I mean, clearly you see Woody and Owen and you recognize them. There was also a kid from one of the shows that my son watches on the Disney Channel.
Turn your mic around, Corby.
And I'm not sure that. Sorry, Killer. It keeps spinning. I'm not sure that this kid's 21 years old or not, but I almost walked up to him because if I would have taken a picture with this kid, my son would have flipped out.
Right.
Because this guy's a big deal over there. But, so y'all start just going off and people are looking and scrambling. And I guarantee you people are going, that guy's a player in the industry, pointing at Mike. Because he's got that look of like a seasoned producer.
Something, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
That has rummaged through like 11 divorces, 4 cocaine problems.
Only 4?
Oh, yeah. If only.
Because he wasn't the only guy that looked. We spotted many people.
Yes.
That we're like, dude, there is no doubt that this guy has been in this area for 50 years, mulling over scripts, throwing money around left and right.
There were some grizzled vets
Holy
in there last night.
Cow.
Okay, let me ask you
this.
Let me,
John Elway.
Let me get a wardrobe check on the both of you. Corby and Mike.
I'm wearing jeans.
No, last night, ding-a-ling.
Yeah, I'm wearing jeans and a Heartless Bastards t-shirt.
I knew it. Okay, Mike, were you wearing jeans or shorts?
I was wearing shorts and a White Sox t-shirt.
Oh, my God. Were people, like, dressed up? Was this like a
No, not at all. This is a beach place.
Yeah, not at all.
No.
There were some girls that maybe had some jeans on and a nice shirt, but that's
nobody.
Few and far between.
There are a few girls in dresses and stuff like that, but there are also some girls in shorts.
Dude, every dude
in there, they have on shorts.
Yes, Owen's wearing shorts, kids wearing shorts.
Gotcha.
Yeah, it's not what you think.
Well, you're making it sound like it's this exclusive ultra lounge. So
no.
I'm thinking people are walking around, you know, and
That's the beauty of it. This is why these people go there, because it is bottom of the barrel when it comes to probably this type of scene.
Yeah, a place like this in Dallas would be that way.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But not this.
Yeah.
Nobody's fronting any games. It's a beach place.
And that's
the beauty of Malibu.
I had a UFC t-shirt on, and a girl walked up and said, "Oh, I like the UFC. Are you a fighter?"
Yes.
Really?
It's like,
kinda.
Yeah.
Yeah, I am. Yeah.
I'm training. Yeah. Leave me.
You ever heard of Kimbo Slice? So when I got done talking to Owen, I go to the I had to pee so bad. And so before I even say hi to Donovan, I'm like scrambling around to go to the bathroom trying to find it. And this girl grabs me and she goes, "Where are you going?" And I go, I'm going, do you know where, I go, the bathroom. Do you know where the bathroom is? I'm in a panic. And she goes, no. What are you in? And I go, what am I in? And I think she saw me talking to Owen Wilson.
Ah,
and then
I thought you were in
I was
something.
In something.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
dude.
I'm not.
True
I,
detective. Something.
I know.
Yeah,
I know.
Something
right.
out.
You should have told him you're in the ticket.
Yeah. I had no answer. I couldn't. I'm like, I just want to be in the bathroom.
That's the ultimate in.
Oh, what a fantastic night.
Dude, okay, so the place closes down. They kick everybody out of there. Yeah, like 1:15, everybody's out. And we get in the car and start heading back. And again, I took it very easy. Donovan did not. So as we're driving back, and he is just 9 sheets to the wind, it is a 40-minute trip up the coast back to Ventura, and there I wish I would have recorded it, but it would have been a beating trying to
edit
piece it all. Yeah, to piece it all together because every other sentence was, "This is the most effed up I've ever been." and then he starts trying to break down his top five most effed up times, and he's like, "I swear, 3 of them are with you." With you. And then he tells the story of the dude taking a dump
on the 101
like 3 or 4 times.
Right, my bad.
The Cuba Gooding Cuba was there right when we got there. Like 4 times. I'm like, "I know, Donovan. I know. Over and over and over. It was hilarious.
Oh, man.
Dude, it was a great, great
hell
night.
Of a scene, man.
And you kept saying, "Greatest birthday ever. And you know what? It had to have been.
Yeah.
That was so much fun.
It was, man.
Kick-ass,
it's
man.
Just like you said, that scene was something I've never seen in a place like that, that vibe.
Yeah.
Because whether you think so or not, there was a lot of money in that place.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of people
yeah.
who walked around in shorts and T-shirts, they had a lot of money because he'd point out and say, "Hey, man, that dude right there has at least double-digit millions. Yeah, that dude right there, he looked like the hobo who pooped. That dude right there is from one of the richest families in Malibu. He just doesn't give a rip, and
yeah.
that's why he looks like that. It's
yep.
like, wow. It's crazy.
And do you remember the black chick coming up to you at the end of the night?
Yeah. Yeah, because she said, "Oh, it's another black guy in here." So she starts dancing with
yeah.
me. I'm dancing with her right back, thwacking that ass, man. I did what I was supposed to do.
And then her white friends pull her away.
Just yanked her away.
I saw it all. They're like, "He's dangerous."
Like, I'm just standing here dancing with her.
Yeah.
She offered it up to me.
Yes.
She offered up her ass for thwacking, Mike.
Yeah, it was a free thwack.
Yes.
Thwack that
when
ass.
When the ass is offered to thwack, you got to thwack.
That's right. You're supposed to do it.
Good times,
oh,
man.
It was awesome times, man.
Good times.
It was a great night.